Blog Talk Radio.
And hello! Welcome everyone today to Next Level Faith Call. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone this morning, today, this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this Blog Talk Radio. Hello, I am Vernitra Thomas, Vernitra Thomas, better known as Tweet, and we are Next Level Faith Call. And today, I am super excited about today's show. Let me first start off with scripture. Our scripture for today is going to be coming from Proverbs 23, verse 7. Proverbs 23, verse 7. As a man thinketh, so is he. Yes, Proverbs 23 and 7. As a man thinketh, so is he. So we're talking today on Next Level Faith Call about next level stuff, okay? We're talking about leveling up today. As a man thinketh, so is he. Today is about personal development, literally going to the next level. And I wanted to share some really inside information that I have been practicing and that I have been applying in my life since I've been an entrepreneur the last 6 years. And just briefly, for those who don't know my story, for 16 years, I was a general manager of a restaurant. And I had the desire to leave and didn't know how. I began to pray about it and, you know, God spoke to my heart and told me it was time to stay home and raise my children. But when God spoke, it wasn't an immediate action. For me, it took time. Actually, it took years for me to walk into my calling, allow my faith to lead and guide me. So I want to share with you today just revolutionary breakthrough. I mean, literally breakthrough. And I wish I can explain it all to you in words, but I'll just have to introduce this system to you and just have you to activate your faith and just allow it to work for you, because it has worked for me. And when you're walking in personal development, every day you're growing and you're expanding in different areas of your life. And for me, there have been different things that have worked better at some times than others. And so this technique that I'm sharing with you today about as a man thinketh, so is he, these are techniques that helped me when I first became an entrepreneur. I didn't really understand what was happening or what was going on, and I really couldn't even measure the results. And now, 6 years later, it's been reintroduced to me. And I just know that it works. I mean, I've been struggling with some areas in my life and trying to figure out, you know, why I'm not going to the next level and why I'm stuck. And I'm just so grateful for the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Lord does lead us and guide us into all truth. And if you don't know something, you know, go to God and ask him, and he'll reveal to you the answer. So I'm grateful today for a real relationship with the true and living God. So the technique I want to share with you today is called TFT, Thought Field Therapy. And it was developed by Dr. Roger Callahan. Thought Field Therapy, or TFT, by Dr. Roger Callahan. And then there's also a second technique that's almost like Dr. Roger Callahan. It's called EFT, or Emotional Freedom Techniques. And this program was developed by Dr. Gary Craig. Gary Craig. And if you go on YouTube, you will find tons, and I mean tons, of information about EFT. You may not find a whole lot on TFT with Dr. Roger Callahan, but it's out there. And so let me share with you the difference kind of between the two. They pretty much work in unclear the same blockages, because they work with acupuncture points. And don't worry, everyone, you're not sticking needles in yourself.
But they share with you what acupuncture points to tap on to unblock energy in your life, or unblock thoughts in your life, or unblock emotions in your life. And actually, Dr. Roger Callahan was the originator of, like, this field therapy. And then a few years later, Gary Craig came along with EFT. So I wanted to kind of point out the difference so that when you do your own research, you'll know the difference between the two. So the foundation of this freedom of our blockages came from Dr. Roger Callahan, and then later Dr. Gary Craig came out with his techniques for unblocking blockages. So think about this, y'all. Your emotions control your thoughts. Your thoughts control your feelings, and your feelings create your results. So if you're not getting the results that you want in your life, it has something to do with your feelings. And those feelings have something to do with your thoughts. And those thoughts have something to do with your emotions, your energy emotions. So let me break it down a little bit more. So everything that your heart's desire right now, if you don't have it, if it's not actively present in your life, there's something going on in your emotions that's causing you to think a certain thought about your results, that thing that you want but you don't have. And it's creating these feelings on the inside of you. And because you feel this certain way, you have the results that you have in your life. And so you may say, well, Tweet, I mean, that's really close. How do I know the difference between my emotions? And how do I know the difference between my thoughts? And how do I know the difference between my feelings? And how is that all connected to my results? Well, let me do the best that I can to explain it to you in the next couple minutes. Your emotions are like energy in motion. It's like it's your energy, what that part of you that your energy that is flowing, that's like your emotions, your energy in motion. And how that energy is flowing in your emotions, it's making you think a certain thing. Energy, emotion is creating these thoughts in you. And these thoughts in you are what's triggering or beating your feelings. That's when you say, I feel this. Or if you're caught up into your thoughts, you may say, I think this. And your emotions, they're almost dormant. That's like the foundation of your results, your energy emotion. But they kind of flow and they work together. And once you can see them on different levels, your emotions being your foundation where you start, your thoughts, kind of like your energy, emotion, they rise up to create these thoughts, these things that you're thinking that you are aware of, and they create this feeling on the inside of you. You feel it in your body. You feel it in your stomach. You feel it in your back. You feel it in your chest. You feel it in your head, you know. But that is what creates your results. And all this has to do with personal development. I kind of wanted to break that down to you before you get started in your breakthrough of just letting go of anything that's blocking you from receiving what God has promised you. Because if you don't have what you have been praying for, there's something on the inside of you that is blocking it. And it's either coming from your emotions. And listen, your energy emotions, this is really deep. Your energy emotions could be coming from your ancestors. I mean, that's like what's in your DNA. We pray about it in church, those generational curses. Those are connected to your emotions, that energy emotion that you may not even be aware of. It's just been happening on autopilot so long that you don't even know the difference between your emotions and your feelings. I know for me, that was a breakthrough point. I thought my feelings were my emotions, and I thought my emotions were my feelings. But they're two separate energies. And this came about as knowledge to me through personal development. I've been growing in this area for 6 years. And, y'all, I am receiving breakthrough results. I mean, once you apply these techniques, it's almost like instant. Those blocks are like, they're like boulders underneath water. And once you tap on those blocks through these thought field therapy, TFT or the EFT, what happens is that boulder, it moves. And whatever it was holding underneath, it's like a bubble. It floats up to the air. And you feel better. You get instant results. I mean, you see the difference between your emotions and your feelings. It's breakthrough, y'all. So I encourage you to go to YouTube, because that's where I started. And first start with Roger Callahan. There's not a whole lot of information with Dr. Roger Callahan, but there's tons of information with EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, with Gary Craig. And there are other founders who have lots of content. You don't necessarily have to go through Dr. Roger Callahan or Gary Craig, but I do recommend you start with them first so that you can see how the originators, so that you can see how the founders are tapping these different acupuncture points to relieve blockages in our lives. So I hope that helps someone today, because it has truly helped me. If I can help you more with thought field therapy or EFT, please reach out to me. We are Next Level Faith Call, and this is really what Next Level Faith Call is all about, going to the next level in faith and receiving practical information that you can apply and receive instant results, because we serve a right now God. And if you're doing what God has called you to do, you're doing what God is telling you to do, and you're still not getting the results that he has promised you, then there's something on the inside of you that's holding you, that's keeping you back from the promises of God. So be blessed, everyone, in these two techniques that I have shared with you today. If I can help you, and let me just share one more thing before I end this blog talk today. You are going to feel some resistance, like, you're going to say, this is stupid, this is crazy, this doesn't make sense to me. But remember, it is your thoughts that have created the results that you have in your life. So you're going to have a paradigm shift in your thoughts. Just trust the process and go through it anyway. Even if it goes against the words that you would normally say them anyway, because you're relieving some blockages. Your feelings and your emotions, they're very closely connected and tied. But I want to see you have breakthrough results today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad about today, because God has done it. God has done great things. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today on this Blog Talk Radio. Today is fun and fabulous. Fantastic Financial Floyd Freedom Friday, for real. Hallelujah. Blessed with forgiveness, blessed with faith, blessed with the fresh fire of the Holy Spirit. I am Vernitra Thomas. I'm a kingdom business builder, and I'm just about my Father's business. Breakthrough Friday today, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Level up and go to the next level in faith. It is so.